Amy says, why do I keep forgetting I'm part of universal consciousness, and how do I get past the fear of loving unconditionally? So two questions, and they're certainly related, but they're also different. So maybe I'll just say a word on each of them as we gather some more questions. So when you talk about forgetting that you're part of universal consciousness, so we could frame that in a lot of different ways. Each of us, we might not use those words, but each of us have our own version of that, don't we? It's something always along the lines of, there are higher potentials that I've discovered. I have tasted higher consciousness. I have glimpsed a different way of living. I have known myself to be something other than the mind and ego. I have discovered who I am beyond that. I've had peak experiences, epiphanies, you know, found awakenings. It's different for all of us, but you know, we each have our own version of, I've tasted something, I've discovered something that I find it very challenging to live in alignment with all the time. I find it hard to really stay there, to really live from there. And you know, to some degree, we could say, well, you know, some people will tell you, well, that's just how it is. There are peak experiences where we discover higher possibilities. And then there's the rest of life, which is definitely not a peak experience. And that's just how life works. All we can ever hope for and expect are to have these peaks where we get glimpses of the sublime, but life will never be that way because it was just a peak experience. But I live in the opposite of that paradigm, that perspective. So what's really true is that those glimpses, those peak experiences, those discoveries, those sublime discoveries, are moments of knowing the way things really are. There are moments when the veil falls away and we come to know something that is always true about life, that is always true about us. We are having a brief glimpse of something that is fundamentally true and something that can be our ongoing lived experience. The point of life is not to just have momentary peak experiences and long valleys of mediocrity and unenlightenment in between. The point and purpose of life, and I think this is inherent in any experience of spiritual awakening, any moment that you're awake to what you're calling universal consciousness, you probably know this. And that is, this is how it's supposed to always be. In fact, this is how it always is. And this is therefore, I don't have to forget this. I don't have to turn away from this. I could live my whole life like this. This could be life because this is who I really am. And that, if we're willing to take that stand and anchor in that, then that opens an inquiry into, well, why am I not? And how am I obscuring that? What are the habits that I'm living all the time? What are the habitual ways of relating to my experience that obscure that? Because at the end of the day, it's all just habits of unenlightenment, habits of unconsciousness that we're participating in because they're habits. They have a lot of momentum, and that's what obscures it. But I mean, this is why I'm so excited about the practice of direct awakening, about this whole way of approaching this, is we're taking the position that, to use your words, that universal consciousness is always here and it's who you already are. And so, and because we now know practices that we can do that are the natural practices, they're the natural ways of being of universal consciousness that we can begin to step into that and invite it into our life and live from there right now. Every meditation session, as we go through our lives. And in that, then we're not putting it outside of us, and we're not waiting for it to come back. Even if we've had a profound experience of it before, we're not practicing now to try to get back to a profound experience. We're practicing now to align with the truth of our own experience. We're practicing now to live into and live from that profound consciousness. So it takes time out of the equation, and it takes that distance out of the equation, that, oh, it's up there, I know it, and then I forget it. You don't really forget it, because you ask this question, you know it, but are you willing to plant your stake in it, practice it, live it, without waiting to rediscover it again? That's really the fundamental shift that I would invite us into.